WakingsandAirs.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 1920th episode of the Wake Up Crew. It's May 29th, and you know what day it is? It's Friday!
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Oh, I was expecting the other song, too. Whoa.
I went back to playing the other, for you.
This kind of went crazy. Kind of worried about you. You don't have...
Well, let's play another one then.
Well, you don't have to.
It's got a lot of yabba-dabba-doos in it.
You know, you're very vindictive.
Why is that?
You say one thing that kind of irritates you, you just jump the gun, go nuts. Okay, here we go. Why don't we just play the whole segment? Just, you know, do the whole thing. Just keep playing it.
I don't have anything else to play.
This is the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins, and along with... Yabba-dabba-doobie. There he is, right there, Brian Barrett. And we are getting you ready for the weekend. And it's going to be a different weekend because, you know what? It's the last half day for county schools today,
mm-hmm.
and school is out. So when you get ready Monday, there'll be no school.
This is going away.
Yep. There'll be no more of that for a while, for at least a couple of months. And then we get ready in August for, you know what?
Another school year.
Yep. And?
Fall sports?
Fall sports. Yep. Yep. Which includes?
Football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to that. It's going to be the last day of rain before long. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. It really has.
After a spring of, like, hardly any.
It really was, yeah.
But we did have a lot of games that got canceled.
Well, I guess, yeah. Now that I look back.
There was at least two that I remember. It always happens, you know, you put your schedule together of what you want to do, what covered, you know, try to even out the games and such, and it never works out, and games get moved and flipped around.
It just seemed, Brian, everything got late. Everything was late. I don't know, it's because football season, basketball season went longer, everything got here earlier, you know, district play, regular season started earlier. It just was crazy. It just seemed like we were catching up all the time.
Well, so the season, I think, started on March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been even a week earlier, but I'm pretty sure it started at the end of March. And TSSAA pushed back when those spring sports can begin. Because by the end of April, I mean, the first week of May, we're talking district tournaments and stuff, and it just goes by so quick.
The
district tournaments are different now, and, you know, 2-4-team districts. I don't know.
But really think about it. We got in a lot of games.
Yeah, especially in May, for sure. 159 high school events this last year.
And we'll do it all over again starting in the middle of August.
Yeah, that's an average of a one a day from mid-August until the end of May when you couple that with MTSU sports.
I know that there will be a lot of kids that will get in the car today and head out. They're going to the beach or they're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Gatlinburg is a favorite spot to go. And then there will be some people that will go to the beach twice. They'll go early and then they'll go in right before school starts. They'll go back. I like the beach, but I'm good for about a week, and that's about it for me. I think you're kind of that way, too.
Yeah. I went once during fall break.
I'm not a big fan of fall break. It can be great.
It can be.
It can be great, but it can also be terrible. If you get bad weather, if you get cold weather, it is terrible. Yeah. But 1 year we had the best fall break ever. It was 80 degrees for a high on the beach. And you could just take your shirt off or whatever. It was just nice. It's comfortable. You weren't sweating.
And there's always a little breeze on the beach.
A little breeze, and it was great. But that's the only time I remember, just once. We'll be back.
Mostly cloudy skies expected for tonight as temperatures fall back in the mid-60s. Then showers and storms coming in by Friday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. It will be warm, a high around 86. Showers and storms still sticking around into Friday night with cloudy skies. Temperatures bottom out around 66. We'll see mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high around 81. Patchy fog expected along with showers and storms. Then showers and storms still likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 63. From the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Cole.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Charlie Pitts has got hairstyles. I got my daughter working with me, Kelly. She can do it all. She can do the frosts, the perms, haircuts. Charlie Pitts. Haircuts worth the money. Good hairstyles, colors. Charlie Pitts has got hairstyles cheaper than anybody else has got it. The quality is there. Love to have you. Call me at any time. Charlie Pitts. Haircuts.
Phone 615-785-0966. Charlie Pitts.
Thank you.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printing says if it's on paper, they can do it.
Pretty much anything. Blueprints, yard signs, banners. We have a lot of people, builders, for example, who on Sunday night, they may go ahead and put in an order for blueprints, upload their art, and they'll have it usually ready to pick up Monday morning. It's very convenient for a lot of people.
Ordering online makes any time the perfect time to place your next print order.
PrintworksTN.com.
PrintworksTN.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and we're the proud sponsor of Election Year 2026 on WGNS. And don't forget, never, ever vote Toots on an empty stomach.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Visit Toots.com to order online, for delivery, pick up, or check out our new merch, Toots.com.
Hi, this is Jack Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Toots. Good food and fun since 1985.
Dozens of vendors. One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday.
Pick fresh this morning
at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
The Rutherford County Farmer's Market. Open Friday, 8 to noon. Tuesday, 7 to noon or 2 to 7.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Brianna Murrow.
Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. The Spurs have a 79-64 lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Victor Wembanyama has 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 blocks. He already has more points than he did in Game 5. Jalen Williams is playing for the Thunder. He had missed the last 3 games with a hamstring injury. Other news off the court, Knicks center Mitchell Robinson has suffered a right broken pinky finger, and there is no timetable for his return. News out of the hockey world. 4-time Stanley Cup champion Claude Lemieux has passed away at the age of 60. In baseball, MLB officials proposed a hard salary cap to union officials as a part of ongoing CBA negotiations. The proposal would set a $171 million payroll floor and a $245 million ceiling beginning in 2027. Wins for the Cubs, Blue Jays, Braves, and White Sox.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour, and we are going to let you know that we are hoping that if you go somewhere this summer for your vacation, be careful, be safe, and enjoy it. Have a good time, and don't spend too much money.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So, I have a good deal. I pay for the hotel, which seems like a lot. But I don't have to pay for anything else.
You don't pay for any meals?
Well, I'll buy maybe one or two, but I don't do that. I don't do that by them every single time nowadays. They usually buy a couple, and we eat pizza one night. They take care of that. So, we always have that ritual. We go in and we get there. We eat at Suds and something, and we eat there for lunch, and then we will eat pizza that night. And then we go to the beach and everything else. So we go one restaurant per night. So I'll get three or four of those, which you're talking, well, now it'll be about $150 instead of $100 or $80. It'll be $150. So we may go a little bit. We may go to, you know, well, fast food costs about as much as going to a nice restaurant. So anyway, I guess
you'll
can't
go to,
win.
You'll go to Doc's.
We're going to go to Doc's and probably twice. One night they'll deliver it. We go get it, or they go get it, or one of the guys will go get it, and the girls will fix all the fixings around it, and then we'll have Doc's kind of in the condo.
Nice.
Kind of nice. Here's something that's nice that we do every day, every single day, except for maybe some holidays, is the Good Neighbor of the Day. It's Lance Waller, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for providing the best customer service and being so friendly. Lance Waller is getting a free drink of choice from 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Laverne. And today's Good Neighbor Tribute is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and focused on honoring the local heroes who pour their passion into making Rutherford County thrive.
Well, you know what? You can help us spread the good news of folks you know by texting Neighbor to 615-893-1450, or just make your way on over to wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. It's got a web form there, and you'll just fill out all the information, and there's a submit button. Once you click on that, well, it's in my inbox. Same thing happens when you text Neighbor to our number. It sends you right to that place or gives you a link to check on. So do that. Also, birthday club this morning. You can let us know who's celebrating today or tomorrow. Got a big one in my family for tomorrow. So let us know about those. Text those in, 615-893-1450. They could win banana pudding from Slick Pig. Oh, dear. Well, let's see. Today's holiday. We're going to pick today, the 29th. And it is, these all stink. National Biscuit Day. There we go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's also John's favorite day. Paperclip Day.
I got rid of all my paperclips.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
This is a public notice announcement.
Hi, this is Rutherford County Property Assessor Rob Mitchell. I wanted to inform everyone about the upcoming County Board of Equalization meetings, which will convene starting on June the 1st. Call 615-898-7750 to speak with an assessor, and they will assist you in determining if you have something that needs to come to the board for an appeal or if it can be handled administratively. And we'll be happy to assist in scheduling an appointment for you with our board.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. In Sumner County, a high school band director has been arrested and charged with sex crimes. Dalton Hawkins, listed as the band director for White House High School, was arrested Wednesday, according to a statement released by the school system. That statement says investigators received information that Hawkins was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a minor student. Hawkins is charged with statutory rape, and the investigation is ongoing. A traffic alert in Middle Tennessee for you. You can expect some traffic delays on parts of I-65 starting today because of blasting for a road widening project. The Tennessee Department of Transportation says the blasting operations will take place near mile markers 96 to 99, and that's in Davidson and Sumner counties. TDOT says rolling roadblocks will be used in both directions during the blast times, and those will happen primarily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. once per day. More news in 30 seconds.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wilson County Schools looking for a few good bus drivers for the upcoming school year. Training will be available over the summer. The school system says that drivers are needed for various routes. Part-time and full-time positions are available. Starting pay for those first-time drivers is about $22 an hour, with higher wages expected for more experienced drivers. You can apply for the positions now directly through the school system. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew, and coming up, it's Good Neighbor Events. That'll be at 635. Another check of the weather and our first look at traffic. Today in history, celebrity birthdays on the board, and Focus on the Family coming up at 707 in the second hour of The Wake Up Crew. Oh, well, it's really the beginning of the second hour of The Wake Up Crew.
It comes on after what?
Fox News.
What does the fox say? What the fox say?
I'm sure Fox News appreciates that promo. Hey, if you want to listen to us, you can on FM 101.9, 100.5, and AM 1450. And you can watch Big G TV on various platforms like YouTube and Facebook. Or you can stream anytime, anywhere with one link. That's WGNSradio.com/live. That's WGNSradio.com/live. Speaking of that, you played the music, Law and Order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, guess what? It's in this morning's segment of This and That.
This and That.
Hey, you sound just like me.
This and That.
Yeah, it sounds just like it. That's good. All right, we start out with the Queen of Rock. Do you know who the Queen of Rock is?
The Queen of Rock.
I forgot. Fleetwood Mac. What's her name?
Queen of Rock. I don't know.
You know, there's
Tina Turner.
Mick Fleetwood, Queen of Rock. Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac.
King of Rock?
The Queen.
Well, this says the Queen of Rock is Tina Turner.
No, that's she's still living, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Please. She's 78 today.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Well, she's 78 last week, actually. Yeah. But anyway, she turned 78, still singing, still rocking. And, of course, they had a very crazy life. She had a fling with the guitar player.
She is often hailed as the reigning queen of rock and roll.
Gotcha. So, and looks very good for 78. Really looks good. So
wouldn't notice she was 78.
No, you wouldn't know that. But they've been around a while, since the 70s for sure.
This and That.
Now, do you know that Stabler may return on Law and Order SVU?
Oh.
Chris, what's his name? Chris. Anyway, he's coming back. He may be coming back because his show got canceled.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, it got canceled. So I would think that he will be coming back to SVU. That's the rumor that's going out.
Elliot Stabler is
Christopher Maloney.
Yeah, that's it. Maloney.
I finally thought of it. Now, more of This and That.
This and That.
This and That. Okay, you don't have to do it if you've got it there. Okay.
I just kind of like doing it.
CEO of Hooters. The new CEO of Hooters is buying out all the ones they went bankrupt.
They did.
And so he's buying 100 of the restaurants.
Okay.
And he's going to make it a family-friendly restaurant.
I heard about
that. Kind of go back to the retro days before it became the other thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so might want to change the name. I don't know, but that's good. I hope that he succeeds in that endeavor.
That's a lot of restaurants. I bet they don't open ours again.
I doubt it. No, I bet he didn't buy that one either.
Yeah.
So there's only 100. Do you think how many there were originally? Now there's just 100 starting out. So Start out small. You know, that's the way to do it.
I guess.
More of this and that.
This and that. This and that. This and that. This and that.
I kind of like that. It's kinda,
a little
yeah,
echo.
Yeah, yeah. John Cryer. They interviewed him on Kelly Ripa's show and Mark Kelly and Mark.
Mm.
And they asked him if he would return as the for Two and a Half Men. And he said that he would. And he said, but he would be prepared. That it seems like when Charlie Sheen things are, because he straightened, Charlie Sheen straightened out a lot.
Right,
quit
right.
drinking and all that. And but he says, when something good happens to Charlie, that's when something usually starts going bad.
Yeah.
And he said, I hate to get back into that, but I said, you know, I would do it if, you know, everything was right, correct about it. Of course, he supposedly, what, he died on the show, didn't they? He had him killed
supposedly.
Off, sort of. But they did leave the door open mm-hmm. for him to be open. A piano fell on top of his head or whatever.
Or something, yeah. I don't know that his body was ever recovered. And
I don't know, though, that that would be good, because Charlie is 60-something now. And he, with the idea of him being a womanizer, I just don't know that that would be.
Well, that role, if they brought, you know, John Cryer's son back, or maybe the half is like a grandchild or whatever that they're raising together or something.
Right.
But
the womanizing thing will have to go away, because that would be creepy.
I don't know what they would do with Ashton Kutcher in that part of it.
Yeah, he just wouldn't come back. I mean, he just would,
yeah.
you know. Or maybe he would. You know, he did The Ranch. He'd do that too.
John Cryer was in a couple of episodes.
Is Ashton
of
Kutcher
it?
Not the luckiest guy on the face of the earth?
He's walked in terms into of, a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, he walked into Two and a Half Men, basically.
Yeah.
And The Ranch, he had that. And
The 70s
Show. The 70s Show, which I still think is his best role, playing kind of the dumb guy. I mean, I thought he was great in that.
Yeah. Hell, well, you did a lot of that in The Ranch, too.
And more
this
of this
and that.
Now.
This and that.
Supergirl.
This and that.
Supergirl is planning on coming, I think, soon, like, any day now, whatever.
June 1st, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's right. And Superman is going to be in that. And they're showing all kinds of promos, but critics say that he's only in it for like 4 or 5 minutes.
I can see that.
So they had these comments that they made at the end of the article I read.
Mm-hmm.
And one person said, hey, I don't care as long as the dog's in it. If the dog's in it, I'm going to go see it. So... isn't it crazy? Crypto is great.
Well, Crypto is Supergirl's dog, not Superman's dog. At least in this movie,
a lot of people think it's going to bomb. I don't think it will. I think it's going to be great. I think it's. I think it might be even funnier than Superman.
It's got definitely a different take on Supergirl, so it's going to be interesting.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the crew.
Mostly cloudy skies expected for tonight as temperatures fall back in the mid-60s. Then showers and storms coming in by Friday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. It will be warm, a high around 86. Showers and storms still sticking around into Friday night with cloudy skies. Temperatures bottom out around 66. We'll see mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high around 81. Patchy fog expected along with showers and storms. Then showers and storms still likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 63. From the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Cole.
Good afternoon. Watching it build with a little bit more volume over here, trying to get past Donaldson Pike on I-40 East, pushing out to Hermitage into the Wilson County area. Lots of radar out there earlier, especially through the Mount Juliet area. It's loading up pretty good now, even more so on 65, working your way up through the Madison area, trying to get up into Goodlettsville. It's been a little bit slow the last hour or so. Hey, STR Towing and Recovery says call them 24/7 if you need their help here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, Good Neighbor Events. Here's Bart Walker.
Don't miss the musical tribute to the Beach Boys. 7:30 this Saturday night at the Art Center of Cannon County, 1424 John Bragg Highway in neighboring Woodbury. Next week brings a new month Starting Wednesday, June 3rd, the Daughters of the American Revolution chapters are presenting the America 250 Traveling Exhibit. It'll be at the Lion Ball Public Library starting next week, Wednesday, June 3rd through Wednesday, June the 10th. It's free and open to the public during regular library hours. And you're encouraged to attend the special public opening, not this week, but next week, Wednesday, June 3rd, 5 o'clock in the evening. Dr. Amy Sayward of Middle Tennessee State University will present Swamps, Swords, and Sovereignty, the Campaign for Independence. Her talk will include the South's pivotal role in the American Revolution. The America 250 exhibit from the DAR begins next week, not this week, but Wednesday, June 3rd at the Lion Ball Public Library. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
This is Bud Rakes, former principal of Smyrna High School. I'm a resident of Adams Place, and I recommend that you come and visit us here at Adams Place. It's a great place to be. Well, you can be yourself, you know, if you want to talk with people, you can. There's three square meals. The biggest thing I like here, everybody's so friendly. Of course, I would encourage anyone, if they're looking for a place, to look at Adams Place, because they'll have a hard time beating it.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Hey, welcome back to The Wake Up Crew, and we want to remind you that school is out for the county today after that half day. And everybody's out. Then everybody goes, woohoo! School's gone. School's out.
Do they go woohoo like that?
I think so. It's Friday, and this means our wrap-up day for our dad joke of the day, which usually Brian ends on a good note. He had a 4 yesterday, a 3 on Wednesday, and I can't even tell you what he had on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, all very good scores.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
Why?
Some people say your jokes are amazing.
Hey, Grandpa!
That joke was amazing.
Didn't mean to work it out that way, but...
AI again, using my voice. All right, what do you got for us?
Why do horses have such low divorce races? Rates. Hold on, let me do it again.
Oh, my Lord, no.
Why do horses have such low divorce rates?
I don't know, why?
Because they're in stable relationships.
Without the blunder, I'm going to try to get that out of my head.
Oh, I started over.
The blunder, I mean, it was, but it still resonated in my head.
I'm sure.
I'm going 3 today with that. More to come here on The Wake Up Crew at 641.
Donald Trump's America.
As President Trump looks to close what he describes as a great deal with Iran, he's also considering making an ask of Arab allies and partners in the region.
We'd like to have them join the Abraham Accords. It'll be historic if they do it. And I think they owe that to us.
The Abraham Accords, first announced in President Trump's first term, established diplomatic relations between Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain. But several other Arab nations have not yet joined, including Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and Lebanon.
It's turned out to be so good, so effective, and so we're requesting strongly that they join.
At a cabinet meeting, the president even suggested expanding the Abraham Accords could be required for an Iran agreement.
I'm not sure we should make the deal if they don't sign.
So far, no additional Muslim-majority country has announced its intention to sign on to the Abraham Accords. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A Wilson County man will continue serving a 475-year prison sentence after the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals rejected his effort to overturn convictions involving crimes against children. Court documents show 44-year-old Brian Goodboy was convicted in 2022 on 10 counts of child rape, 7 counts of aggravated sexual battery, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 4 counts of indecent exposure. The case began in 2020 after the Wilson County Sheriff's Office received information from the Department of Children's Services. Investigators said the abuse involved 3 minor victims and occurred while Goodboy lived in Watertown, about 11 miles outside of Rutherford County. During the trial, detectives testified that numerous cameras were found inside and outside of his home, with video evidence later reviewed by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Goodboy was sentenced in January of 2023 by Judge Brody N. Kane, who ordered consecutive terms totaling 475 years. His appeal claimed a mistrial should have been granted for over-alleged gestures made by a therapist in the courtroom gallery, but the court found no grounds to overturn the case. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, the community is remembering Terry Ann Womack, a longtime Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation employee who dedicated decades to local children and the arts. Womack created the Sunshine Players, a program that introduced thousands of Rutherford County children to visual and performing arts. Colleagues say her creativity, laughter, and love for children left a lasting legacy across Murfreesboro. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Thank you so much.
Charlie Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market is located at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard, the Lane Agri Park. We're open every Friday, 8 a.m. until noon, and Tuesday, 7 a.m. to noon, with the exception of afternoon markets running 2 to 7 p.m.
Here's Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printing.
I always tell people when they ask what we do, blueprints is one of the first things, and it's one of the 5 B's. Blueprints, banners, booklets, brochures, and business cards. That's a lot of what we do.
Online ordering makes anytime the perfect time to place your next print order.
PrintWorksTN.com. You can go on there at 11:30 at night, place your order that way. You don't have to call us. You don't have to wait till we're open.
Submit your order anytime, anywhere at PrintWorksTN.com.
My name is Mary Ann Letizia. Here at Adams Place, the food is good and the desserts are really good. Yes, Adams Place has somebody that really knows how to make desserts, that's for sure. The grounds are beautiful. If you want to go for a walk outside, there's all kinds of places to go. And the housekeeping is spectacular. I can make the mess and they clean it up.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A Dixon manufacturing plant will close permanently in July, leaving 69 workers without jobs. Dura Shiloh filed a WARN notice with the Tennessee Department of Labor announcing the closure of its Dixon facility effective July 18th. Federal law requires at least 60 days notice before mass layoffs or plant closures. None of the affected workers are unionized. State agencies will help employees with retraining, job searches, and unemployment benefits after the shutdown. One person is dead following severe flash flooding in Cock County. Sheriff C.J. Ball says a 64-year-old woman was swept away by floodwaters near Highway 160 after becoming stranded outside her home. The hardest-hit areas include Bybee and Parrotsville, where rising water damaged homes, vehicles, and farmland. Emergency crews carried out multiple water rescues as floodwaters reached up to 8 feet in some locations.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Knoxville Police Department has launched its new real-time information center on a limited basis. The center gives officers access to public and participating private cameras across the city to assist with investigations, emergency response, and major events. 10 city-approved cameras are already active, and the new Connect Knoxville program allows residents and businesses to voluntarily register or integrate security cameras with police. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's birthday time, 'cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Yes, it's happy birthday time, and it's a celebrity birthday. 1736, Patrick Henry, American Revolutionary and founding father.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ooh, a soundbite. Wow, neat. Born in Studley, Colony of Virginia, British America.
Mm.
Hey, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Studley.
I'm Studley.
1903, Bob Hope was born, an English-born American actor, comedian, and entertainer.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse. And chuckles when the preacher
did a lot of USO tours.
Yeah, and had a lot of movies with Bing Crosby. He made a lot of movies by himself. Died in 2003. He was 100 years old when he died. In 1917, John F. Kennedy, the 35th U.S. president and senator, born in Massachusetts.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Boy, that was epic speech. 1947, Anthony Geary, American actor. He played Luke on General Hospital.
That must have been the old open.
That was an old open, yeah. 1953, Danny Elfman, American singer, songwriter, and Emmy and Grammy Award-winning composer. He did the Simpsons theme, Good Will Hunting, and all the Tim Burton films.
It's Batman.
I'm Batman. 1958, Annette Bening, American actress, born in Topeka, Kansas. 1961, Melissa Etheridge, American singer, songwriter, and guitarist, born in Leavenworth, Kansas.
She's got that gravelly voice.
I like her voice, don't you?
Yeah.
In 1975, Mel B, Melanie Brown, the English pop singer of Scary Spice.
She was also America's Got Talent,
yeah,
judge for a while.
She's gone now.
I think so.
Today we have Kristen Swan with a birthday, Diane Black, Teresa McBroom, Janice Johnson, Melissa Fraley, Paula Burgess, Tamara, Megan Barrett. You know her?
My daughter-in-law, sweet daughter-in-law, and her sister's next on the list.
Emily Rambert, and they're both sweeter than Dalton.
Yes.
Brandi Steele, Bob Gardner. Bob got a birthday today. Sue Wood and Deb Hunter.
You can add to our list for birthdays today, the 29th, tomorrow the 30th. We'll do Friday, Saturday birthdays here on this Friday morning. And all you have to do is text 615-893-1450. Let us know who the person is and who the wish is from. It's that simple. And we'll announce it on the air this morning and give away some banana pudding to one lucky person. So be sure to get those in. 615-893-1450.
It's time for Today in History.
1765, Patrick Henry's historic speech against the Stamp Act, answering a cry of treason with, "If this be treason, make the most of it." I didn't do it like you, but I tried. In 1790, Rhode Island becomes the last of original 13 colonies, ratifying the U.S. Constitution. In 1849, Lincoln says, "You can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time." You know, I didn't know, realize he's the one that said that. I've heard it for years and years and years. But it was old Abe.
It was old Abe.
Yeah. You know, when they give presidential, like, who are the greatest presidents of all time, mm-hmm. he's always number one.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? And he was in 4 years. And
that's
Kennedy's
right.
on that list. He was in there 4 years.
Yeah. They maybe were both assassinated.
Maybe because they don't have the 4 years, you know, to
another
get
4 years extra.
Yeah. 1942, Bing Crosby records White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
In 1942, Yankee Doodle Dandy, based on the life of George M. Cohen and starring James Cagney and Joan Leslie, premieres in New York.
He's a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Newer Guy, a real life everyone is a Roseanne, born on the 4th of July.
Well, that's a very, we're getting close to the 4th of July.
Yeah.
In 1960, the Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown, hits number one. In 1980, Larry Bird beats out Magic Johnson for NBA Rookie of the Year. 1987, Michael Jackson attempts to buy Elephant Man's remains. Okay. Wow. 2015, Jurassic World, directed by Colin Trevorrow and starring Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, premieres in Paris. And that's a look at Today in History, brought to you by the friends over at the Wake Up Crew. That's Brian and John.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll have more for you, and the Wake Up Crew continues on this Friday.
Mostly cloudy skies expected for tonight as temperatures fall back in the mid-60s. Then showers and storms coming in by Friday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. It will be warm, a high around 86. Showers and storms still sticking around into Friday night with cloudy skies. Temperatures bottom out around 66. We'll see mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high around 81. Patchy fog expected along with showers and storms. Then showers and storms still likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 63. From the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided the reliable service and peace of mind we count on. Manage your account anytime at MTE.com or through the My MTE app.
Good morning. Starting to pick up even more so now, especially 40 westbound, leaving the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County in general, actually, here on 40, pushing through Hermitage, Donaldson, as the traffic volume starts to slow down just a bit right on schedule, actually, for this time of the morning. Southbound 65 at Trinity Lane, it's loading up pretty good. 24 west coming up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro. STR Towing and Recovery says call them 24-7 if you need their help with any county here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
See you at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Friday, 8 to noon, Tuesday, 7 to noon, or 2 to 7.
Meet the hens behind the eggs.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Securing America.
During his recent commencement address to West Point's 2026 graduating class, War Secretary Pete Hegseth told the newly commissioned second lieutenants they are becoming military leaders during a challenging time, with the world at a definitive crossroads.
You are stepping into the arena at a time when the stakes could not be higher.
He also spoke about what is expected from the graduates.
We're sending you to lead. We're sending you to forge warriors, and we are sending you, perhaps, to war. And you are ready.
And the secretary offered some advice on how best to lead.
Set the example and display courage, both physically and morally, to make the tough calls, especially when it's not popular. It doesn't mean you won't be afraid, but it means you will be prepared to push through it.
Kidding you, Uretzky, Fox News.
The Wake Up Crew,
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew, but unfortunately, we got to go for a few minutes. But don't worry, we'll be right back with more of The Wake Up Crew on this Friday. And want to remind you that Lance Walter is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for providing the best customer service and being so friendly. Lance is getting a free drink of choice from 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Laverne. Today's Good Neighbor Tribute is brought to you by SRM Concrete. They're locally grown, they're nationally known, and focused on honoring the local heroes who pour their passion into making Rutherford County thrive.
You can help us spread the good news about good neighbors out there by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just make your way on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in. We're also taking your birthdays for today and tomorrow for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Somebody's going to walk away with some banana pudding, but you need to call. You got about a half an hour to get those in. We'll announce all the names in right at 1 hour.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Voted Tennessee's top station for excellence in broadcasting. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock. Now, Fox News.
It's still not a done deal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A plan that President Trump has not signed off on yet to extend the Iran ceasefire for 60 days. Vice President Vance tells reporters Iran wants a deal.
And they want to open the Straits of Hormuz. We want them to open the Straits of Hormuz. There are a couple of issues on the nuclear
stuff, the highly enriched stockpile, and also the question of enrichment.
Fox's Jeff Paul reports from Dubai.
This feels like this is the closest we have been to seeing the U.S. and Iran agree to a deal since the start of the war. But in another sense, we've sort of been here before where a deal feels imminent and then nothing happens. And complicating matters this time, this recent back and forth between the U.S. and Iran.
Referencing U.S. military shooting down Iran drones that targeted a commercial ship and attacking boats laying mines in Iran targeting a U.S. base in Kuwait. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning that Russia is preparing another major attack. Hours after a Russian drone fired at Ukraine crossed into Romania, hitting an apartment building, causing a fire that left two people injured. Romania, in response, is asking NATO for more anti-drone weaponry. A massive fireball lit up Cape Canaveral in Florida last night.
The Blue Origin rocket exploding during a test of its engines. A static fire engine test is when the rocket's engines are ignited and they run at full thrust, but the vehicle is unable to go anywhere during the test. The rocket was uncrewed, and thankfully no one on the ground nearby was hurt.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Blue Origin CEO Jeff Bezos says they don't know yet what went wrong, but will rebuild. A California eighth grader, W-O-N, the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Chikungunya.
C-H-I-K-U-N-G-U-N-Y-A.
Bromocryptine.
B-R-O-M-O-C-R-I-P-T-I-N-E.
Kashaw.
C-U-S-H-A-W.
14-year-old Shrey Parikh correctly spelled 32 words in 90 seconds in a final round spell off, seven more than the runner-up. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial #250, say my name, that's #250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
The head of the World Health Organization has gone to Congo, the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak, as more badly needed medical equipment arrived sent by the European Union. There are just over 1,000 suspected Ebola cases and more than 200 deaths. Meanwhile, a court in Kenya has blocked a U.S. plan to set up a quarantine facility in that country for any U.S. citizens exposed to Ebola in Africa. But Kenyans are worried about the virus being brought there.
The facilities meant for Americans who are still asymptomatic of the potentially deadly disease. It'll also be equipped to provide advanced care for U.S. citizens who develop symptoms until they can be evacuated. Those who are evacuated won't be going back to the States. Instead, the official says they'll be sent to third countries because it's faster. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said, "We cannot and will not allow any cases of Ebola to enter the United States." Jill Nato, Fox News.
Also in Kenya, 8 female students have been arrested, suspected of arson, in yesterday's fire at a girls' boarding school that killed 16 children, injured 79 others. In Dallas, Texas, they're searching for any more victims of an apartment building explosion.
We responded to a gas leak, reported gas leak. Our first responders, while they were en route to that gas leak, a subsequent explosion occurred.
Dallas Fire and Rescue Deputy Chief Mark Berry, at least 3 people were killed, 5 others injured. On Wall Street, could be another record day. Stock futures are rising the morning after the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 closed at all-time highs. In the NBA playoffs, the Spurs force a Game 7. Victor Wembanyama scored 28 points to lead San Antonio past Oklahoma City 118-91 on NBC. The Spurs and defending champion Thunder play one more time tomorrow. The winner will face the New York Knicks in the NBA Finals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A months-long narcotics investigation in Wilson County has led to the arrest of 2 people accused of taking part in a major cocaine distribution operation in Middle Tennessee. Authorities say the case began in October of 2025 and included the Wilson County Sheriff's Office, Narcotics Division, the TBI, and the FBI. Investigators identified 53-year-old Kevin Alonzo Neal of Mount Juliet as the primary target. Officials allege Neal distributed more than 500 grams of cocaine during six separate transactions. Searches in December at Neal's residence and two Davidson County properties reportedly uncovered nearly 300 grams of cocaine, marijuana, 24 firearms, almost $50,000 in cash, and three vehicles believed to be tied to drug proceeds. Neal now faces multiple felony cocaine and weapons charges, along with money laundering. Nicole Marie Bissell was indicted on conspiracy to distribute cocaine and money laundering charges. Both remain jailed in Wilson County at last check. Meanwhile, Warren County authorities report another drug trafficking arrest involving narcotics allegedly brought into the region from Chattanooga. Deputies say 35-year-old Tasha LaShawn Jackson was arrested after detectives found methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cash during a Thursday evening operation. She faces felony possession charges with intent to sell or deliver. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We've got fun arcade games for you to play. Toots. This is Jack Hayes with Toots Restaurants, a award-winning four-course kids menu. And once again, we've been voted number one best family restaurant by Parent Magazine.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Don't forget about our Monday through Friday lunch specials. They're only $6.99. Slide by and you can even pick them up to go.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Come to Toots, great quality, big portions, same price.
Hey, Mom and Dad, your children are surrounded by friends and a world of opinionated voices through social media. That's a lot of noise to break through, but I've got a parenting tip that can help you be not just a voice in their lives, but the voice. I call it Parental Report Card. We learn a lot from our kids' grades, don't we? Their report card gives us a sense of where they're struggling and where they're doing well in school. I realized I could use that same idea to help me better connect with my two teenagers. Every few months, I'll ask, how well do you feel I'm listening to you when you have a problem to share? Give me a letter grade. Then we'll have a conversation about why they ranked me in the way they did and how I can better hear what is important to them. And that strategy, well, it works for me because my daily responsibilities keep me moving so fast. With so many plates spinning, I don't always know if I'm really hearing my boys in ways that they find helpful. That's important to me because they're not going to seek my advice if they don't think I care enough to give them my attention and really listen. It works so well for us, in fact. I often ask how they feel about other areas of my parenting, like how much time I'm spending with them or how well I'm communicating to them. I encourage you to give the Parental Report Card a try. It's a great way to strengthen your relationship with your kids, and that's what parenting is all about. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A social media influencer has been charged in a murder-for-hire plot to kill her child's father during a custody dispute. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office charged influencer Gabriela Gonzalez, her father, Francisco Gonzalez, and her former boyfriend, Farron Cordry, with a plot to kill former boy band singer Jack Avery, the father of her 7-year-old daughter, in 2021. Court documents show Gonzalez repeatedly said she wanted Avery dead and discussed hiring a hitman and staging his death to look like a shooting or an accident. She allegedly asked Cordry to go on the dark web and find a hitman. Investigators allege Gonzalez's father initially gave Cordry $10,000 to pay the hitman, who turned out to be an undercover FBI agent, discussing payment and proof of death logistics with the agent. The trio face attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and solicitation of murder charges, and the possibility of 25 years to life in prison if convicted. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 66. And then more showers and storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko in the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. If you've recently changed your phone number or email, make sure you update your details at MTE.com. It's the best way for MTE to reach you quickly with important outage updates.
Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume coming through the Mount Juliet area right now. Westbound I-40 pushing on into Hermitage. It's busier than it was 15-20 minutes ago. Southbound 65 over here at Trinity Lane as it continues to pick up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 north up through that section of Williamson County headed up to South Nashville. Hey, don't let a slipping transmission make things worse on your car or truck having transmission problems. Come to AMCO Transmissions today on Gallatin Pike in Madison. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
In 2018, a crack radio team was formed in the studios of WGNS. These men promptly became the top voices of morning talk radio in Rutherford County. Your morning drive needs entertainment, information, and a good laugh. That's why we have the Wake Up Crew.
All right, Wake Up Crew, with you for a Wake Up Morning, whatever that means. It's episode 1920 of the show, May 29th. And last day for school today, report card pickup day for Rutherford County Schools on a Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get in everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey.
Friday, it is. It's a big Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. I got to figure out when to mow my jungle.
I mowed mine in the rain the other day.
It is. We've had so much rain that my yard has appreciated it. And
they show their appreciation by growing.
Yeah, my little tomato plant's growing.
Yeah, mine too. I have a little tomato.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, I started behind. Before you did.
Oh, yeah. I also have a tree growing where my fire pit was.
I wonder why.
It's growing right in the middle of the fire pit. And it has grown up through. I had a little metal cover that went over the fire pit. Now, I made the fire pit out of block, but the tree has grown up through that metal.
Wow.
So I'm gonna have to cut the metal away if I want the tree to live. And the tree started growing last year as Lena was growing, so I'm thinking about trying to get that wire off of the tree and leave the tree, and it'll be the Lena tree.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I don't know.
I don't know how that tree grew. I don't know how it grew.
I don't either. I think it just, I don't know. I get those, we call them whirly birds. You know, the tree that's in the backyard, I guess it's a maple, that has those in the fall, it has those whirly birds.
Yeah.
Those are really seeds. Mm-hmm. And I think just one got in the ground and started growing.
But you would think it wouldn't grow on being underneath and.
Yeah, you know. But it's in the center of the round fire pit, and it just grew right up through that wire.
I guess you could, couldn't you put wood in there and just burn it with the wood?
Yeah, but if I want it, I could either pull the tree, if I want it to be the Lena tree.
Do they know that that's part of the tree history?
Yeah, when Megan comes to pick up Lena, she said something about it a time or two being out there. So it's just continued to grow.
I guess it'll be growing then. It's a Luna tree.
Either that, I'm going to get rid of the fire pit because I'm tired of mowing around it and weed eating around it.
You don't use it?
I don't use it.
You did one time.
Yeah, but that was something that sprouted from COVID and being home. And I was like, oh, let's build a fire pit. Let's, you know, just trying to figure out things to do.
Yeah.
And it's really never been used. A few times. I started saving, you know, like wood to burn as tree limbs fall and stuff. Now it's all stacked up in the front yard. I got to get rid of that stuff too.
You're fickle.
Why is that fickle?
Well, I mean, you just, you know, you go to one thing, then to another. It's kind of like your peanut butter and apple.
Well, that wasn't me. That was really a Bobby thing. And now Bobby's not there.
And you don't have anybody there. So why?
I know. Why do I need a fire pit?
I would not have anything in my yard if I weren't living with somebody.
Just something to mow around.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to get rid of it, but I don't.
I was so glad when they got rid of the trees in the backyard, you know. I thought, oh, this is great, you know, lay out in the sun, whatever, and whatever you want to do. And then they decided to build a fire pit, a big fire pit. You didn't get to see it. I should have shown it to you the other night, but I forgot.
Is it? Does it take up most of the backyard?
No, but it takes up a good amount of it.
You still have to mow back there.
Well, you have to mow around it.
Yeah.
You know.
Grass?
It's extended from the patio.
Is your grass growing in the backyard now more than?
Oh, gosh.
Since the trees are gone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, it's going to be really pretty when he sows everything. He didn't sow around the fire pit because he was going to be stomping on it, you know. So when he gets it all done, it's going to be great.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, I was just going to mention, you know, the permanent daylight saving time bill has been revived.
Oh, no.
I've heard a little bit about that. It's gotten the president's approval. And who knows if Congress is going to act on it. But this was an article from Radio World talking about it, about the impact it would have in the winter months on AM drive time, morning drive time, because there would be some areas that the sun wouldn't come up until 8 o'clock in the morning without daylight saving time.
Right.
And so your morning drive would be later, seemingly. So like places like Michigan, this says the sun would rise in Grand Rapids, Michigan at 9:15.
It's never going to pass.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. A lot of stations are, you know, some stations, AM stations, have to reduce power from daylight and dark and things like that. And so it would mess with their times as well. So if you had an AM station, your morning drive, you couldn't go to full power until the sun's up. So that's kind of the radio industry's take on it. Personally, we don't have to deal with that. We're 1,000 watts daytime, nighttime. So I'm all for not having to change those clocks, but that's just me. Maybe we should have a trial year.
And see if we like it, like we think we're going to like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be a good idea.
Checking sports for you real quick.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Spurs defeated the Thunder in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals 118-91 as San Antonio held Oklahoma City to just 13 points in the third quarter. Victor Wembanyama led the way with 28 points and 10 rebounds, while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ended with 15 points.
Anything can happen in a Game 7. Like, it's win or go home. It being in your building is nice, but like, It doesn't really mean anything. Like, you have to go out there and be the better basketball team or else your season's done, and that's what it comes down to. Now it's going to be nice having our fans behind us and cheering us, but we got to go out there and be better, and if we're not better, our season will be over.
Game 7 will be on Saturday. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs outscored the Pirates 7-2, while the Blue Jays edged the Orioles 2-1 for their 10th win in their last 14 games, and the Astros defeated the Rangers 5-1. WNBA, the Valkyries defeated the Fever 90-88.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs.
The Kentucky Derby is now in the books, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 29th and running through September 9th, Kentucky Downs will play host to the richest 7 days of racing in the United States. Make plans now to attend as titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in this all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live race meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, May 30th is all about Churchill Downs. You got 7 stakes races on an 11 race card. Those stakes are worth a combined $1.975 million. Race 6, the Grade 2 Shawnee is where we start. Mile 16 on dirt for older fillies and mares. 7 horse field, that means Exacta. The number 5, Splendora, is our top pick for trainer Bob Baffert. Put her with the number 7, Immersive, trained by Brad Cox. Race 7, the Grade 3 Mint Julep Stakes. Mile 16 on turf for older fillies and mares. Stacked 9 horse field here. Let's do a little trifecta. The number 4, Maduro, has been in the top 3 in 14 of 15 lifetime starts. Put her with the number 5, Proctor Street for Brennan Walsh. And the number 7, In the Stars, who is a Kentucky Downs graduate. Race 8, the Grade 3 Aristides. 6 furlongs on dirt for older males. The number 2, Cornucopian, got lots of speed for trainer Bob Baffert, is the top pick. Race 10, the Grade 3 Blame Stakes. Mile 8th on the main track. You got a nice 8-horse field. Runners 4 and up. The number 3, Hit Show, is the top play. He's trained by Brad Cox, ridden by Red Ortiz. 12 lifetime wins, won over $9.4 million on the track. A long shot play is the number 6, Original Sin, for trainer Brennan Walsh. Race 11 is the Grade 3 Arlington Stakes. Mile 16th on turf for older males. 11-horse field, that means Superfecta. The number 3, Loganos, play him with the number 10, Brilliant Birdie. Our long shots are the number 1, West Hollywood, and the number 5, Giacoso. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22 on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who remind us that better communication leads to better service. Keep that contact info current at mte.com so you never miss an important update on billing and local outages. And don't forget, experience the coffee revolution at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Maybe you're grabbing a signature blondie or brunette or one of the 7 originals. You can get any of that sugar-free as well. 7 Brew in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Laverne. It's time for one of John's favorite segments of the week. It's what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
I can help you out here a little, pal, now that sports season is over. Got a few things. On Netflix, I watched the, it's really kind of a mini series. It was only 4 episodes. It was called Death by Lightning. It was a historical drama based on the book Destiny of the Republic. Michael Shannon is in it. He plays President James Garfield. And Matthew McFadden plays his assassin, Charles Godot. And it talks about, or it goes through, you know, it picks up where Garfield was there really to promote, I can't remember the other person that they were promoting at the Republican convention, but it was James Garfield gave a speech and then everybody got behind him to become the nominee. And so he ran for president and won. And now think about, you know who Nick Offerman is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy from Parks and Rec. Picture him with big mutton chops. He played an awesome Chester Arthur, who wound up becoming president after Garfield. It was really well done for a historical documentary. Michael Shannon was great. And but Nick Offerman playing Chester A. Arthur was something else. Garfield was shot by Charles Godot going to the train station. But the amount of, he wasn't killed, but the amount of pain that that man was in
because he got an infection. That's what killed him.
Right.
It turns out that if they had just left the bullet alone, he would have lived. But he got an infection from all the probing and trying to get that bullet out. So, anyway, it was very, very well done. It's just four parts. So I would recommend highly checking it out.
A quick binge.
Yes. Yeah. Was able to get that in.
Well, I watched the Band of Brothers over the weekend.
Did you? The whole thing?
Pretty much.
Wow. You did spend some downtime, didn't you?
It's one of those kind of movies. It's one of those, after you get through like several of the parts, you go to the, you know, you go to the restroom. You might miss something here or there, but it was nicely done. Cinematography was great in that movie, or not a movie, but that program. I also
trying it's to really, really good if you've never seen it.
I tried to binge House. Mm-hmm. Boy, some of the diseases and things they come up with.
I know.
The writers on that show must have been fabulous. So I kind of watched that. I've got to go back to Netflix and watch a couple of things, but I'm not going to talk about them yet today because I haven't really gotten into them yet, but I will probably do that.
Well, since you watched Band of Brothers, have you watched The Pacific?
No.
So it's very similarly done, and it just goes through the Pacific theater of the war.
Now, you have to understand, too, I'm not a big World War II, World War I. I'm not a big fan. Yeah. So for me to sit there with Band of Brothers was pretty good for me. I'm not necessarily. The Pacific was probably the Navy, correct?
Well, it was the yeah, the really, we had Pacific. Two wars going on.
Right.
Follows through with the atomic bomb and all that kind of thing. But if you liked Band of Brothers, you would enjoy that.
This only difference is that was with the Japanese, wasn't it?
Correct. Yeah. There's also one called Masters of the Air. That came out just a couple of years ago, and it was a miniseries. All of those are very, very well done.
Turner Classic Movies plays all kinds of war movies during Memorial Day. And I didn't necessarily like the ones they showed this year, but they show different ones every year. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see like Midway and some of those. There's one coming out called Pressure, I think, with Brendan Fraser. He plays Eisenhower. So that's coming up movie.
All right. So some things to watch.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels. Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I lived in Riverbend and had a really large garden that was having trouble. So I was thinking about downsizing, but not necessarily moving to independent living until I came to the Villages. And I think it would be for a lot of other people if they consider that.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew.
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 our time here on the Wake Up Crew for a Friday morning, May the 29th. We got some birthdays to talk about.
We sure do. Today is Kristen Swan's birthday. Diane Black has one. Teresa McBroom, Janice Johnson, Melissa Fraley, and Paula Burgess. Tomorrow, Megan Barrett celebrates a birthday. Emily Rembert. And I guess you'll be going to another party, Brian. Brandy Steele has a birthday. Bob Gardner, Sue Wood, and Deb Hunter.
Well, those are the names we have on our birthday list right now. If you want to add to them, well, you got to do that now. 615-893-1450, the number to text to add your favorite loved one to our birthday list today.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 66. And then more showers and storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko in the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. Starting to build even more so now down through the Mount Julian area westbound. I-40 coming in from Wilson County through Hermitage. Already a little bit slow at times here. No surprise. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Plenty of radar this morning, especially on I-40 out through certain parts of Kingston Springs, Bellevue, as traffic builds right now. West Nashville on 40 west coming past OHB. Hey, don't let a slipping transmission make things worse on your car or truck. Having transmission problems, come to AMCO today on Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Eagleville School will soon have a new principal, but the next leader is already a familiar name in Rutherford County Schools. Rutherford County Schools Director Dr. Jimmy Sullivan has appointed longtime assistant principal Jason Brown as the next principal at Eagleville. Brown began his education career at Laverne High School in 2003 before joining Eagleville in 2007 as a teacher. He was promoted to assistant principal in 2011 and has served under three different administrations. Brown will replace Tim Pettigo, who has led Eagleville since 2020, and will now move to the Rutherford County Schools Central Office as a textbook coordinator. That role oversees textbook distribution, purchasing, and accounting for schools across the county. Brown and Pettigo will work together through June, with Brown officially taking over July the 1st. Meanwhile, a retail theft investigation in Middle Tennessee is also tying back to Rutherford County. Metro Nashville police say 31-year-old Hockett, described by investigators as a prolific shoplifter, has been arrested on 28 outstanding warrants connected to alleged theft and organized retail crime cases. Police say she's accused of stealing more than $15,000 in merchandise from retailers, including Ulta, Sephora, Target, Bath & Body Works, and Hibbett Sports. Court records show prior theft convictions in Rutherford County, along with a pending Murfreesboro area case. She remains jailed in Davidson County on a $232,000 bond. That's all for now. For more local news, quickly check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Trade Screens for Sunshine. Registration is open for Rutherford County 4-H Junior Camp, June 8th through 12th. Zipline, swimming, and outdoor fun for 4th through 6th graders. Sign up now at the Extension website or call 615-898-7710.
This is a public notice announcement.
Hi, this is Rutherford County Property Assessor Rob Mitchell. I wanted to inform everyone about the upcoming County Board of Equalization meetings, which will convene starting on June the 1st. Call 615-898-7750 to speak with an assessor, and they will assist you in determining if you have something that needs to come to the board for an appeal or if it can be handled administratively. They will be happy to assist in scheduling an appointment for you with our board.
You realize I've got to have some help. And so Adams Place is the place to get that help. My name is Billy Hutchins. And if you need to be, they'll check on you in the middle of the night. The care goes that deep here at Adams Place. We feel at home here. We belong here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, our time 7:35, and time to play a little true or false this morning.
Yep, here we go. You're just the only participant.
Yep.
True or false? The cigarette lighter was invented before the match.
Probably a trick, but I'm going to say false.
It was a trick. It was true.
Yeah. Figured that.
At least you were on the right. There are some species of cat that can naturally glow in the dark. True or false?
Glow in the dark cat? I think that's false.
You're right. It's false. True or false? The fortune cookie was invented in America.
I believe that to be true.
That is correct. They just added that to the Chinese menu.
Yeah.
True or false? Charles Darwin patented the first remote control car.
Darwin? Like little toy cars, I guess?
Well, it says remote control car. Yeah.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Doing really well.
Three for four.
You've only rung the bell once.
I know. I've just found the bell.
True or false, the Great Wall of China can be seen with the naked eye from space.
I've never looked from there, but I'm going to say true.
That is false.
Mm.
You're in space, dude. Can't see the Great Wall of China.
Well, telescope.
True or false, it's impossible to hiccup while you're asleep.
I think... You can't hiccup? Is that what it says?
It's impossible. Impossible. To hiccup while you're
asleep.
I'm going
to say true.
That is false. True or false? Dead people can get goosebumps.
False.
Ooh, it's true. Until 2013, it was technically illegal for women to wear trousers in Paris without a permit.
True.
That is correct. There are snakes native to every continent on Earth. True or false?
I don't think there are any Antarctic snakes, so I'm going to say false.
That is correct. There are no native snakes in Antarctica.
Okay.
True or false, a human only uses 10% of their brain.
I'm trying to use all of mine right now. I'm going to say true.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have used more than 10% of your brain to answer that one. True or false, the national animal of Scotland is the unicorn.
False.
Sorry, it's true.
It's an imaginary. It doesn't even exist.
I know, but that's still there.
Okay. Scotland? It sounds a lot.
True or false, Albert Einstein failed math while at school.
True.
I'm sorry, that's false. Woolly mammoths were still walking the earth when the Great Pyramid was built. Woolly mammoths were still walking the earth when the Great Pyramid was being built.
False.
Sorry, that's true. You started off really well, too. True or false? True or false? It takes 7 years to digest chewing gum.
False.
That is correct. Gum will usually pass through your system in 7 days.
Yeah, not 7 years.
You're getting a little ill.
Well, that was one of those things you always were told as a kid. Don't swallow gum.
True or false, Sir Winston Churchill is credited with inventing the party hat.
False.
That's correct. I'm going to give you that one. The world's first webcam was created to check whether the office coffee pot was empty. True or false?
false?
It's true.
Gotta be kidding me.
True or false? The Boston Marathon didn't allow female runners until 1972.
True.
That's correct. The first sunglasses were made from animal skin.
False.
That's correct. Now you're on a roll. Dogs are most responsive to commands spoken in Spanish.
True.
No.
No, German.
False.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, with everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender, don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Hi, this is Bill Mills, and I'm inviting you to come to Adam's Place for a visit. There's a lot of entertainment that's brought into Adam's Place. We can mix socially, exercising. There's a pool, there's puzzle rooms, and all sorts of things to keep you busy, no matter what you want to do.
This is Terry Deal. Call me at 615-904-9111. Adam's Place, on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's about time to wrap things up here this morning, 7:42.
Haven't we had fun, though?
Almost 7:43, yeah.
Was it fun? That Fact or Fiction game is great. I think we play that. I think we need to play that every week.
Why, just because I was about 50-50 on it?
Were you that good? Okay, yeah.
It was about. Yeah. It was close.
Yeah.
Lance Waller is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for providing the best customer service and being so friendly. Lance Waller today getting a free drink of choice from 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. You can find him in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Laverne with over 20,000 drink combinations. You need a morning spark or an afternoon pick-me-up, they've got something for you at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Coffees, teas, energy drinks, fizz, ice drinks. You can find it all at 7 Brew. And today's Good Neighbor Tribute brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and they are focused on honoring the heroes who pour their passion into our Rutherford County area. You can help us spread the good news about good neighbors by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 and let us know who you would like to see as the next good neighbor of the day. You can also do that at wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. Get them in. Help us out.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, do you know why horses have such low divorce rates?
No, I don't know why.
Because they're in stable relationships.
Oh.
Replay.
Three.
Your jokes are amazing.
Thanks, Alan. I always have a friend, at least. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the week today. If you missed the show, you missed a lot. We talked about a lot of things.
Well, we talked about the Queen of Rock, Stevie Nicks, turning 78, John Cryer, and maybe would be willing to come back with 2.5 Men. Supergirl's premiering pretty soon. Stabler may return to Law & Order SVU. We did a great game of Fact or Fiction. You were 50-50, you said. And what are we watching? And I think you were surprised I watched Band of Brothers. I didn't know that would be that big of a surprise to you, but well, I did.
You have said before that you're not a big war movie kind of a guy or show.
Well, I was at my brother-in-law's, so we just kind of chilled out and watched it together.
Yeah.
No, that's sister made barbecue, you know. It was kind of made it a day. That's what you and I ought to do sometimes, just binge watch a TV show.
Yeah.
And I can have food over, stuff you like, which I don't know what it is, what you possibly would like. But, you know, maybe we just hang out, bring the dogs over. And
oh, wow.
Chipper can run around in circles and irritate Ladybug and Skeeter. Or maybe Skeeter could irritate Chipper.
Yeah. That would be an interesting combination.
I don't think we'd be watching much TV.
Seeing those two together. Happened. Ladybug would be in my lap. Those two, who knows?
Yeah. Chipper would just run him to death. He'd go home, he'd be asleep for like 48 hours. Mm. Chipper never stops.
Skeeter's pretty annoying, too.
Chipper never stops. I don't know. And you had one other thing you talked about. It's early. The
daylight saving time.
Daylight saving time, yep.
Yeah.
Boy, we did talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So you'll want to check the podcast for sure.
Fact or Fiction was funny, though. Pretty bad.
You need to be on the other side of that sometime.
Pretty bad at that. Well, come over and get the cards, and you can.
You won't do it. Used to be me giving you trivia questions. We'll have to break that out again sometime.
Oh, wait a minute. I can do one right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, here it is. I'm going to do mine, okay? Is it possible to use a potato as a battery? That's true. Yes, it is. See? I'm good at it.
Well, you've got the answer right there in front of you.
They didn't know that.
Well, that's it for us today.
No game to go to this week. Not one.
No. We do have Braves baseball for you this weekend.
That's correct.
So, enjoy the Braves. Enjoy today, Friday. School's out. Maybe vacation's on the mind for you. Whatever you do, hope you be careful out there. We'll see you back here Monday morning for another edition of The Wake Up Crew. For John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, saying until next time, take care out there.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 66. And then more showers and storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensen.